During his weekly general audience today, Pope Benedict XVI continued his catechesis on the founding fathers of the early church, this week focusing on Saint Gregory. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Theologian, poet, but above all a man in intimate communion with God. This is how Pope Benedict described Saint Gregory of Nazianzing, one of the founding fathers of the early church. Speaking to the thousands of pilgrims and tourists gathered in a packed Paul VI hall for his audience, the Holy Father spoke of a great saint devoted to prayer, solitude, and meditation.
Today I want to reflect with you on Saint Gregory of Nazianzing, a great theologian, preacher, and poet from 4th century Cappadocia. A friend and admirer of Saint Basil, Gregory was inspired to seek baptism and to enter monastic life, devoting himself to prayer, solitude, and meditation. He loved to leave behind the things of this world and enter into intimate communion with God, so that the depths of his soul became like a mirror reflecting the divine light.
The Pope went on to focus on Saint Gregory the theologian, who became Bishop of Constantinople, a role which would eventually lead him back to a life of solitude.
Now a theologian, he stressed that theology is more than merely human reflection. It springs from a life of prayer and holiness, from one of the marvels of God's revelation. Gregory was elected Bishop of Constantinople and presided over the council that took place in the year 381. But he encountered so much hostility that he withdrew and more to lead a life of solitude.
Finally, Pope Benedict turned to the spiritual and creative side to this multifaceted saint, reflecting on the beauty and love expressed in his writings.
His spiritual autobiography from this final period includes some of his most beautiful poetry. As you admire the wisdom with which he defended the Church's doctrine, let us be moved by the love that is conveyed in his poetry.
After his audience, the Holy Father travelled back to the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, from where he will hold a special youth audience on Thursday. I'm Lydia O'Kane.